dog to see, but of course it went right through the dog and got, so that was not smart.
And he thought he was going to get the dog.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's
well, what... Well, I mean,
he just used the dog.
Yeah, just used the dog to see if it fits.
Well, that's a terrible thing to do to a dog anyway. Well, she said that Emil and...
Marshall.
We're not the troublemakers.
Right.
But Walter, which might make sense why Walter got the farm.
Yeah, maybe.
Walter just said,
and I think
farm.
One time, I think it was... Or was it Walter? Or was it Emil? I was going to kick a cow once and then, you know, to get it to hurry up, but then stepped in a cow pie with the other, you know, so when he kicked, he went flat on his back, and how they thought that was so funny because he was going to get the cow, and then he...
See, that's... Well, you had talked about... What did you say you were telling about Alma? Well, Walter and Emil got a thing and never talked to each other, right? But was that over the farm?
Yeah, that was over the sale of the farm.
And that was because Alma sold it
to
Walter, right?
Yeah, for now. Are you recording that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, you better watch out.
Well, I'm not going to play it for Beverly.
But yeah, well, didn't, I mean... $1,000, I think, is what Mom just said.
No, so did
and
Mom.
And Emil felt, you know, he was...
Well, he was the bachelor, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. He was farming the home farm where Grandma was, but that wasn't his, and he didn't feel like he had... none of them felt it was right for them. And they did it sneakily, and if it had been, you know... right thing to do, why would they be so
you
sneaky
sneak.
About it?
Right. If it's right, you don't sneak. You
right.
say, oh, I'm asking Mom to sell me the farm for
$1,000. Right, right.
And then everyone would say, oh, I think that's fine.
Yeah. But,
but it
was all underhanded, and that's what got Emil.
Well, then where did Alma go?
Well, she was still in the home. But, was just that farm that Walter was on, where Beverly grew up. That's what she sold then. He was farming it, but it was belonged to Alma.
Oh, so was Emo living there, or he was living at the...
No, he was living on the home farm with his mother,
but then just farming that land.
He was farming the home farm.
Right.
Walter was farming that farm, and I suppose he thought it should be his. But really, everybody should have had it, or he should have paid a fair price, or
right.
else it should be... So it's like he got that for almost nothing, and then he also got a share of the other farm when it was all sold.
Oh.
So he really got more than his share. And Emil, of course, died before any of that anyway, so...
He did?
Yeah, he died before Grandma did.
So before they divvied up the home farm.
Yeah.
Well, did they sell that? I thought...
They kept it. They rented it for a long time.
Who did? Marshall.
Yeah. Marshall and my mother and...
Okay. Kind of like Joanne is doing.
Yeah, they rented it out. But finally, they just... Selma and Evelyn, I think, after Marshall was gone, they kind of wanted to sell it, so they sold it. And I would drive up on Saturday and bring her into town earlier.
Oh, you mean for this? You mean to go?
Yeah, you know, so because Emo would be working and wouldn't go until later, but I'd go out and bring her into town. Or other times I'd go in and bring her into town.
So did you have like dinner on? Was that the Saturday night thing? a fan.
Yeah, but I mean, I would just probably bring her in other times too, just, you know, because she was boring out on the farm.
Yeah.
And so, I like to drive, so.
Yeah, that's true. See, that'd be like Barrett. I'll go get her.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I can see that. So did she tell you stories or stuff ever, or do you don't remember?
No, she never really told me stories about... No, well, I probably never asked. I should have asked her, I guess. She told me stories about when I was little and when I had to stay there when my mother and Melvin had scarlatina. And then Grandma had to take me, and that, of course, meant I had to be weaned. So that wasn't very easy. And I remember she talked about she fed me fruit soup and Fenner the mirror. So then I would watch myself in
eating
the mirror.
Fruit soup. Fruit soup,
yeah.
Do you know what? I read in one book that they considered fruit soup. When you were sick, they would give you fruit soup.
Yeah, and when a woman had it, because it felt it was high in
like
iron.
Like high in iron.
Yeah.
Yep, they said that, the what do they call them? Midwives would often bring fruit soup. So it was probably a smart thing to give you as a baby.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, at least it had stuff in it that would help or whatever.
Yeah.
So what would you do out there with her? Would you help her or would you?
Oh, I just remember going out there and cleaning. Summertime, sometimes before her birthday, and then they'd have all her sisters and cousins over for her grandma's birthday. And we scrub the, clean up the farm.
That's a pretty house.
I remember thrashing. I remember being out there when they would cook for the thrashers.
Would they get like hired people that would come through and almost like people do now?
No, they just went around. They just went around to each. All the farmers got together and would go from farm to farm and farm and thrash.
And help each other.
And the women would feed them.
Yeah.
One guy had a thrashing machine, I suppose.
So did she have a lot of friends, or is it mostly family?
I don't know. No, she had her sisters. I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's what I wonder about this woman I was talking to, the one. She said they did some people come out, but not very many. It sounded like they just didn't.
They were friendly with the neighbors, but I mean, you know.
Right.
But she had two sisters living here.
She had family close by. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's amazing. It looks almost like foil, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that'll be on the tape.
Pretty,
I just realized we're going. Wow,
pretty sunset.
It's pink. I should describe it. It's pink
and gold
and blue and purple and
silver.
Wow, look at that. It's just. It looks like gold
and that
foil.
That blue is so clear.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's kind of. I feel like we're gonna die or something. I don't know. Well, you do sound like you were close to Alma.
Oh, yeah, I was. I spent a lot of time out there. I would go out. But I don't remember that we talked about stuff much, really.
Well, you know, and I realized I didn't talk to Grandma Alice about a lot. But I would say I was close to her because when I was out here, going to college especially.
But you didn't sit down and have deep conversations all the time, it seemed like. So.
No, and in fact, the only person who told me stories about stuff was Grandpa. I mean, Grandma would just... I don't know. But she,
I just remember things that she said, and I can remember when, you know, she talked about at the lake and didn't want a lot of trees because it would be bugs, lots of bugs and damp. I was just thinking the other day when I drove in and I saw that the Britain side where they have so many trees and it's so shady. And that made me think about, she didn't want that, she wanted trees, but not that much.
Why?
Because then it's always damp, and there were more bugs at the lake, you know.
And you didn't. Well, she's
so
right.
She didn't. Yeah.
Look at our house. It's too damp. Too many bugs.
Really?
Because we have. It's so shady.
You mean in the city?
Yeah.
But see, it's even worse at
worse out here.
A lake.
But I mean, that's why I.
At a lake, it's kind of damp in.
I realize why I cut some of those trees that are starting to grow up down. Because I don't want that everywhere. And so, yeah, it'd be worse here.
But I just remember certain things, opinions that she had that once in a while will come up to me and I'll think, oh, and I had the same opinion, but it's because she's the one that said it.
Was that
some
Alice?
Point.
Grandma Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know a lot of my opinions come from.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You don't even realize that how much you're soaking up. And,
No, that's...
Now, look how it's calm as anything.